Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1835, Apple Tucker Reynolds VFW post number 2931.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a VFW post, referenced as a private club, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 10 acres, more or less, lying east of Road 607, also known as VFW Road, and across from the intersection with Road 608. Gentlemen, we have, for your benefit, just passed down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. We have three agency comments. First comment being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report and a letter. The report was dated March 26th of 2009. It makes reference to Ellendale Forest Road from Beaver Dam Road to VFW Road number 607. It also makes reference to VFW Road from 606 to US Route 113. A traffic impact study was not recommended. Both roads are considered to be level of service A, and the level of service will not change as a result of this application. Second correspondence from DelDOT is dated May 21st of 2009, and it is a letter of entrance location approval only. Provides criteria for the applicant as they work on their site plan. They are both a part of the record. From the Sussex County Engineering Department, we have received a memorandum making reference to this application, references location, the use, tax map parcel number. The site is not in an area currently improved by a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. It is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area number 1. A septic system is proposed. The site is not capable of being annexed into a county operated sanitary sewer district. The proposed project is located west of Ellendale and is not in an area where Sussex County has a schedule to provide sewer service. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. We have a letter and a memo from the Sussex Conservation District. The letter is addressed to David Tidwell, dated May 22nd. States that sediment control and stormwater management plan approval has been issued for the above reference project, which references the VFW Ellendale, and provides comments. The memorandum references that there are two soil types on the property, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected There are no off-site drainage requirements. On-site drainage improvements will probably be necessary, depending on the size of the parking area, and no tax ditches are affected. That memorandum included an aerial photograph and an aerial map showing soils, and then a soil legend and report on soils. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mrs. Carmine.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic & Carmine, located here in Georgetown, Delaware. I represent the applicant, Appel Tucker Reynolds VFW Post 2931, who has applied for a conditional use of land in an AR1 district to construct an expanded VFW post building. Also in attendance tonight to speak on behalf of this application are Mr. Steve McCabe, a professional engineer associated with the engineering firm of George, Miles & Buhr, who will discuss the engineering aspects of the project, as well as Mr. David Tidwell. He is the current project coordinator and past commander of the Appel Tucker Reynolds VFW Post 2931. We have also submitted in support of this application a project report for the Commission's review and consideration. As stated, the applicant seeks a conditional use of land in an AR1 district for an expanded VFW post building. The conditional use of land sought consists of approximately 10 acres. Located on the 10 acres is one existing building, which has historically been used as a VFW post. The existing facility is approximately 900 square feet, and the intent is to retain the facility to be used as a storage facility. The expanded VFW post building shall be a separate one-story structure, which will consist of approximately 3,280 square feet. As stated, this property is located in the AR1 zoning district, the purpose of which is to provide for low-density single-family residential development, along with churches, recreational facilities, and accessory uses as may be necessary or compatible with neighboring surroundings. Private club is a permitted conditional use under the zoning code in an AR1 district. In fact, the proposed use meets the purpose of a conditional use as defined by the zoning code, as it devotes approximately 10 acres to a semi-public use and allows the members of the VFW to have a place to congregate, to hold meetings, and to conduct the affairs of the VFW. We also submit that the proposed use complies with the comprehensive plan. The future land use map identifies the property as being in a low-density area, although the primary uses envisioned in the low-density area are agricultural activities and single-family detached homes. The low-density area permits non-residential use and allows district-related services. As stated earlier, historically, this property has been used as a VFW post. There have been no complaints concerning the current activities on the property, which include but are not limited to patriotic ceremonial activities and charity fundraising events. It's our opinion that the continuation of such activities shall pose a minimal disturbance, if any at all, to the residents of Sussex County, Delaware. It's also important to note that even Sussex County mapping recognizes that this facility that's currently in use is a feature of the community, as the road that it's located on has been named after the VFW Road. We also believe that the conditional use of land salt will have no adverse or detrimental impact on neighboring areas. The property is contiguous to vacant AR1 zone property on all sides. Property to the north is an agricultural property to the south is vacant wooded land. The property to the east is also vacant wooded land, and the property to the west is County Road 607 and is bordered by vacant land and agriculture. According to DelDOT, there will be no impact on traffic. And as will be discussed by Mr. McCabe, there will be no disturbance of any wetlands on this property. Most importantly, it's our opinion that the conditional use will afford an existing Sussex County VFW post to meet and service the needs of its members in the rapidly expanding district and will serve the public good. At this point in the presentation, I'd like to invite Mr. Steve McCabe to address the engineering aspects of the project. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Steve McCabe, engineer with George Miles and Buehr, representing VFW. What we've presented to you is basically in the project booklet. There's a number of exhibits and maps in the project booklet, and I'd like to touch on those. Exhibit one, we have a site plan, which is a copy of the conditional use application drawing that was submitted for your consideration. We also have a tax map, aerial map, land use plan, developed and protected areas plan. We also have the Office of State Planning map, an approved site evaluation, a DelDOT level of service evaluation, a DelDOT letter of no objection plan, state fire marshal approval, a FEMA map identifying the site as not being in the 100-year floodplain, a professional wetland report, and a tax ditch right-of-way letter. And basically what we feel all that indicates is that under this application, we're making improvements to public safety. Should you approve the conditional use for this approval? As Ms. Carmine stated, the existing building is 900 square feet, and it's generally non-conforming to today's regulations. It doesn't have handicap accessibility and the like. The new building will be a Barracka home building, and it will have modern conveniences. It'll be handicap accessible, and it'll be an improvement. We also feel like we're safeguarding the public. As was stated earlier, we've met with DLDOT. We have approvals from DLDOT. We have levels of service evaluation. The level of service on the roads is A, which is very good. Because of the size of this project is so small, it generates such little traffic. We have an ADT less than 100. So they have basically said that no traffic impact study is required, and they don't feel as though it's going to be an impact at all or very small. The State Fire Marshal Office has reviewed the site plan, and they approved it on the first review, so they didn't have any objection to the parking configuration or any of the geometry for fire accessibility. The FEMA flood insurance rate map already touched on. Professional wetland report, we do have wetlands on the site. It's very small. It's approximately 2.4 acres of the site. What we did was we had JCM Environmental go out and flag the site. We had the wetland flags surveyed, mapped, brought into the drawing, and we took them out of play. So under this application, no wetlands are going to be disturbed. We went through the standard process with Sussex Conservation District, with DNREC, met with them, had our wetlands on our erosion sediment control plans and all these kind of things, and submitted that to them for their review. They have approved the plan, so we feel real comfortable with the way things are going environmentally. We also feel like we're making improvements because the older building has an antiquated septic system that's not in conformance with modern regulations, and we have a new design that is being reviewed at this time. We have a site evaluation that has been performed and approved, and the site is approved for an LPP, on-site septic system, by DNREC, and they are in receipt of that. And as I said before, we have gone forward and submitted with a septic design for this building. So we feel like we're safeguarding the public. We're doing what we can to protect the environment. Our stormwater management system has BMPs that are up to date and modern. We are using biofiltration swales. We are using dry basins. We are being as environmentally conscious as possible. And it's kind of a testament to Mr. Tidwell, because Mr. Tidwell was very, very conscious and eager to do things the right way. So it was a pleasure doing this for him. And that's what I have to say. Thank you.
At this point in the presentation, I'd like to introduce Mr. David Tidwell.
Thank you. I'll be very, very brief since everything's been said. My name is David Tidwell. I'm past commander of Post 2931, current member of Post 2931, and chairman of the building committee. We've been chartered since 1947, which was even before me. And we were housed at one time in Georgetown as part of the Georgetown Post. We sold that building. And then the Ellendale Post is on this particular site. We brought our forces together, recognizing the economies of scale. And with 10 acres, we could do an awful lot with the intention of building this building that we're presenting and asking for your favorable approval this evening. But the veterans serve a lot of functions in Sussex County. We participate, and I saw some of you at the ceremonies out here Sunday. We provide scholarships to kids. We obviously do an awful lot for our active military, phone cards, and I can't stand here and talk about all the things we do. You'll be here too late. But we also perform social functions, and that's our money raisers, beef and beers and shrimp nights and those kinds of things. And it's all private, but obviously open to the public when you do those kinds of functions. All the money that we raise goes back into the community in the form of assisting some of the elementary schools with playground equipment, the middle schools we bought some textbooks for. We've had some widows ask for some funding to help with the energy costs this past winter. So these are the types of things that we do. And we have a fairly large group of about 140 and growing, And now we have the Afghanistan, the Iraqi, the Persian Gulf veterans that are coming out that are obviously a lot younger than I am. And these buildings that we have are now just reduced to the one, is outdated, antiquated. It has a space heater with kerosene, no access for handicap. We really need to improve our facility and move into the 21st century. So I don't think I need to hold you up any longer. You know basically probably as much as I do about all the good things that veterans do, and we're proud of that. A lot of them are here this evening, and they're proud of that. And we hope that you'll look favorable upon this project. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Based on the written report and the presentation tonight, it's our opinion that the proposed use complies with both the comprehensive plan and the zoning code. It will have no detrimental impact on neighboring uses. Rather, I think it'll further serve the public good. With that being said, we respectfully request that the commission recommend approval to County Council of this application. Of course, we are here to answer any and all questions that you may have. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
Yes, thank you. The stormwater management pond has an outfall that just kind of ends at the end of the property. Is that what it does?
It drains. It follows the same course and direction that it already follows. A conservation district, like I said before, has already approved it. If you look at the topography, the general topography falls toward the back corner in the same direction as the bayou swale. There is a tax ditch that is off our property that is shown on the site plan, and all the general drainage for the entire area. That's why the tax ditch was put there. So the pre-development and the post-development drainage is basically the same, and that's the where it goes. So it drains through the bioswale, filtrates in, and during any large storm event, then it would drain where it naturally drains. But we feel like it's an improvement over what's already there.
Okay. Thank you. Are you planning a kitchen facility in this? This will have a
yes.
full kitchen?
Yes. Yes. A substantial kitchen. Yes.
Okay. The existing sign, that'll stay?
The existing sign will stay. However, in the future, we've not addressed that yet. We probably would like to do something different. Don't have any plans. At some point, though, I think we will upgrade the sign. But we're going to leave the one we have for now. We just paid for it.
Okay. In the book, it mentions the hours of operation, and it kind of leaves a kind of an open-ended deal on that.
Well, the hours you have in there are what we're going to open when we complete the building on or about October, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We, as demand grows, we would like to have the flexibility, so we're assuming there won't be a caveat attached to the approval that we can't be open on the other nights. And the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday we'll probably use for meeting nights, not open, but maybe have just closed meetings for members, ladies auxiliary, men's auxiliary, etc. But over time, we would like to think that we'll grow to a point where we'll be open 6 or 7 nights a week. It's just we don't see the need initially because we need to grow into this gradually. We're going from nothing to quite an establishment with a large kitchen, and we're going to crawl, walk, and run, and we're not going to try and be open every night and overkill initially.
Have we ever addressed flexible hours, this open-ended?
I'm not aware that it's ever been addressed as such. It's usually you sort of take what the maximum would be and you set that as sort of a ceiling. That's the way it's not been that it's going to change or be flexible over time because that gets difficult to enforce.
Hard to police.
Too. Yeah.
And hard to police. Well, we could solve that problem, but if you want us to...
What's that?
Typical hours. What's your typical hours? Even if it's 7 days a week, just enough hours.
Typical would be 11, 12... 11 probably at start morning and out by midnight.
7 days would be when you finally got up and rolling.
7 days would be when we finally got up and rolling. But again, we're going to find we won't need to be open every night that late. But we could maybe because we have a chicken and dumpling dinner and doesn't end until 7 or 8. By the time you get cleaned up and stuff, you're out of there. It's 10, but not 12.
Okay. just want to be sure.
But since we're not open to the, we're not open to the public, so I'm a little bit surprised by your response. We don't have typical hours because we're not open to the public. You know, it's a private club, so we hours are kind of like what we make them because we're not open to the public. We'll be closed for 2 or 3 days at a time. Could close for 4 days at a time, five.
There's nothing that says you have to be open.
Right.
The question really is, what do you think your maximum hours would be? Because that way you have the maximum flexibility.
Right, and I sense that. So if I said, you know, now 11, I'm going to say 10, and that because on weekends, on Saturday and Sundays, we like to do breakfast, have breakfast out there for the members and the ladies' auxiliary. So
say 9 o'clock.
So yeah, say 9 o'clock, and then we'll be out by midnight.
9 o'clock in the morning till 2 a.m. 7 days a week.
That would definitely cover it. At our age, I'm not out. I was kind of thinking about my age. I'm not out to 2 o'clock in the morning. But thank you.
You get up too late for breakfast.
Well, I can handle breakfast. But I can't handle 2 o'clock in the morning. But thank you.
Well, sir, I sit before you as a man whose father had a stool with his name on it at the VFW. So the town I grew up in, and I have many, many fond memories of all the things the VFW did. And my mother always told us not to worry because the car knew the way home.
And there'll be a place for you to have a stool at our veterans' home, too. So.
I have no further questions.
Sir. Thank you. Mr. Titwell, I heard you say you're planning a big kitchen. Are you planning a big bar?
We're not planning a big bar. We do have a bar. Kitchen's big. Kitchen's $80,000 big. We have all the modern equipment. We're going to do it right, and we're going to have everything in there for the Board of Health to be happy. The bar, we don't have a big bar. We have 120 seating capacity in the same open room where the bar is. So the bar will be lucky if it sits, I'm guessing 12, 15. So absolutely not a big bar.
Okay. And this question is from a life member of the VFW. His concern was, are you going to have any card games?
And we'll have card games. And I know who you're referring to. And
for the questions, Mr. Chairman.
And we absolutely will have card games.
Mr. Smith.
Mr. Chairman, I think between the efforts of Ms. Carmine and GMB's booklet, all my questions have been answered.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Mr. Lank.
No question.
Okay. Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
No questions. Thanks.
Okay. I don't have any either, so you may take a seat. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1835, Appel Tucker Reynolds VFW Post number 2931? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1835? Okay, we'll start with you, sir, first, and then followed by the lady in the green, and then we'll work our way across. If you want to come up, give us your name and your address, and you may have the floor.
Good evening, Council. I just wanted to voice my concern.
Need your name and address.
My name is Thomas Brown. I live right there at Ellendale Forest Road, less than about 1,000 feet from proposed VFW.
Okay.
And I suppose in the course of time, I enjoyed the party somewhat, like anyone else, but I lived out there now 30 years. I enjoy the peace and quiet. It is a secondary road, and with 150 people there, 4 or 5 days a week, whatever, Saturday night is not a good time for me to hear the thumping and music, etc. I know what happens when alcohol is consumed. Got family out there, there's others that live out that way. I just would like to define it. It's not that I'm opposed to it, but I'm just opposed to all the other things that can happen and associated with it. Mm-hmm. I had a situation in Milford at the BFW. The place was rented out. Kids out there unsupervised, got fighting. As a result, shooting took place. As I said, I appreciate the peace and quiet out there, and there ought to be some restraints. I mean, you know, I hear what they're saying, what they're planning to do is fundraising. And God bless the vets and all of that, amen. But for the activity that's going to take place there, that's really my concern. As probably many others that live out in that area.
All right, sir. We thank you. Yes, ma'am. You're next. I think it was a lady over here in the green top.
Good evening. My name is Louise King. I live on Salmons Road, about a mile and a half from the proposed building. I have all these many notes on my questions and comments about the what I've heard this evening. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of discussion about agencies and DelDOT and the environmental impact and everything. I haven't heard anyone really speak about the impact to the neighborhood. They're saying no impact at all. I grew up in that area, within miles of that area. I've lived a mile and a half from that area since 1980. I am very concerned about it. DelDOT may say that the road would cause no impact. It's a township road with no line down the middle, no shoulders paved on the side. People on that road walk down that road and ride bikes down that road, and that's why they live there. Now, it seems to me it'd be quite a hazard. I don't know if you've seen the road there. I know that everybody will not come into VFW Road from 113. That's a very curvy road. There's a lot of wildlife, raccoons, foxes, deer, so it's a hazardous driving road at best. And they're concerned about the wetlands will not be disturbed. What about the neighborhood being disturbed and the people that live there being disturbed? I've heard a lot of comments about, you ask about card games. I had heard there would be slots there as well. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's a rumor that I heard, which would be of great concern to me.
I'll find out for you in a minute.
Okay. And, I imagine that when they start, in the beginning, like Mr. Tidwell said, they're not going to go full scale when they begin. What concerns me is what will it be like in a year or two. I think it is a hazard. I think there are safety issues, as Mr. Brown or Pastor Brown mentioned. When you mix alcohol with other activities, there's a possibility of fighting, like there was at the American Legion home, which is a concern to me. When they talk about the events, would they be renting out the building to other groups or like the one that did at the American Legion home? I don't know. There's also an issue about extra trash on the road. And since it is a private club, I don't see where the neighbors will be getting much benefit from it. And I understand that the people that are for it see no detriment there, but the people that are here this evening speaking for it do not live there. And I just wish that you take that into consideration. And an interesting thing is because people buy land and live where we live because they want it to be low density, they want it to be quiet, they want it to be a country neighborhood. And I just see this as having a tremendous impact on where we live and the flavor of the neighborhood. It's interesting that with some of the questions that you ask, I don't know how well planned they are for what they plan to do. With the hours, they didn't have any real substantial responses to that. It was kind of wishy-washy, and that scares me. I guess that's about all the notes that I have. And I just definitely want to make it clear that I am opposed to it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Mr. Tidwell, would you come up just for a second? The lady asked, apparently she had heard a rumor about slot machines or a fact about slot machines. Do you want to address that at all? Or?
Absolutely. It is our intention to have slot machines in the VFW. It's a private club. It's a permissible use, and it is our intention to have it.
Okay.
May I address some other things?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
That's the only thing we need.
All right.
That's all we need, but I appreciate it, though. Actually, there was one other thing. My very worthy colleague to my right did mention one other thing that the lady mentioned that is worth asking you about, and that is the renting of the hall to other groups.
Will not be rented out. We have that in writing in our policy. We do not rent to the public.
Okay.
And the reason we don't is the slots.
I understand.
And we're going to have a small bar, which we talked about.
Right.
So it is not available other than the public being there when we have a ticket selling event.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Anyone else in opposition like to speak? Yes, ma'am. Yes, you. That's it. Thank you. There's two of you. You'll be next, ma'am. Okay. Give us your name and address, and then you may have the floor.
My name is Ruth Kafer, and I live on VFW Road.
Okay.
About 0.7 miles, but I walk a lot. But I appreciate the VFW. My daughter just got commissioned a second lieutenant from Temple University. He's going to serve in the Army. So
congratulations.
My father's a retired colonel. That being said, sometimes in this environment, we talk about the environment and how we ought to be good stewards, maybe recycle, reuse. And my thought is, why not use an existing building that's already built? Example, the 84 Lumber, or, you know, in Georgetown, or Sam Yoder's outside of Ellendale. Why not use existing buildings that are already there, that already are set up, or could be easily accommodated? And the other thing is, just with the activity sometimes, because we do live out in the country, there's just not the police controls. You know, drunk driving, I mean, we see it in the paper all the time, and I'd be concerned about those kind of things, and, you know, what's going on there with that, and not having, you know, much law enforcement at all, you know, within Ellendale, and hardly any state troopers around. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am, you're next.
My name is Kristen Carmen, and I live on VFW Road as well, probably a mile from the location. And I certainly mean no disrespect to the veterans or VFW. I know it's a very charitable organization and does a lot of great work in the community. And, of course, we all love our veterans. However, it's of great concern. I've lived on the road 5 years now, and I'll tell you that what sold me on the property where I built my home is when I saw that forest across the street from my house. And I thought, this is where I want to live. You know, there's no streetlights on the roads, which is exactly the way I like it. You know, it's very peaceful, quiet, and serene out there. If someone's driving down the road, you either know who they are or it's a tractor. Currently, there's very little traffic on my end of VFW Road, which I'm sure would increase greatly with this proposed plan. And while it does sound like there is a need for a building of this sort, I don't think that the current VFW location on VFW Road is the proper place for it. I know that the residences closest to it have very small children, where there are also very small children throughout the immediate area. Like I said, there's no streetlights at night. In the 5 years I've been there, the forests have grown much taller, and now there's much more deer and wildlife darting across the road in places that they weren't last year or 3 years ago, so you really have to be careful driving down there. And basically, I really do feel it would be a disruption to our way of life, and it would take away a lot of the reason why I moved out there in the first place. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
My name is Chris Kafer. I live at 14788 VFW Road, about 7/8 of a mile or so down. I'm a little shy coming forward because VFW is a wonderful organization, and I'm very respectful for all they've done. It sounds like there's a great need, and I know they do a lot of benefit. It's just that I live on that road, you know, as Kristen has indicated, the road is very rural. There is no shoulder, there is no line, and you have to be very careful. The parking lot indicates over 60 spaces, so I'm thinking if half of those are filled half of the time, it's going to increase the traffic tremendously, and people are going to be coming down that road in many different directions. So it's going to be a real change for that area. And I don't think, it sounds like DelDOT's not planning on any improvements on that road. So it's going to increase the danger for us living on that road, full stop. So, and that's my biggest concern. Plus also the noise is going to be it's going to be an increase in people, you know, constantly. So it sounds like it's going to be a 7 day a week venture. So I ask respectfully that be considered.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. You're the one, you and then you.
My name is Gary McCray, Tuquil Lane, Georgetown. I own the property directly across the street from the VFW. Nobody wants to complain against the VFW because they do a lot of good things. I think the biggest thing, the neighbors have approached me, I think it's use is inappropriate for the area. I would like to see if they're going to do something to put some type of hourly restrictions on them and possibly cut down on the drunken drivers or whatever you have. Maybe for a large function, they should have police at the thing. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. And yes, sir.
My name is Tom Kroll. My wife and I own land at the end of Salmons and Beaver Road. My major concern is not the building. I think there's a need for them to, if there's more boys coming back from the wars, there should be facilities. My concern is slots. Most of us have seen where that when you get slots in an area, it does change the area eventually. I mean, not the first year or two, but it will. And they've already addressed the road situation. I just reiterate that the road is not up to handling a lot of traffic. And once you get slots there, they may not stay there all night. So there's 60 parking spaces, but you may have 100 or 150 cars coming in at night. We're not going to stay all night, I hope, anyhow.
Thank you, gentlemen. All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions?
Question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Tidwell?
Yes.
Please. How long has the facility been there now?
The facility's been there since 1947 was when it was chartered.
At this location?
At this location.
That's what I thought you said earlier.
And everything they're opposed to, we can do now.
No, that's why I just...
Including slots.
But I thought, at first I thought you had said it was chartered.
Chartered in 47. The building wasn't built. The one in Georgetown was built in 48, and then they built the building there in the 50s, and we can't find the exact date.
So it was in the 50s since...
The building's been there since the 50s. The land's been owned and chartered, we think, since... Well, we know we've been chartered since 1947.
And have you been having functions there? I mean,
we have had functions there. We have turkey shoots there. We meet regularly there. Okay. You know, yeah. And we've never had a problem.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Anyone on the commission? Any questions? Before we... you've had your day, but if it's something...
I apologize if this is out of order, but I know there are a lot of people here in support of the application. I was wondering if you could...
We're getting ready to take a show of
hands.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah. What I need, somebody else to tell me how to do my job. No problem.
Thank you.
But being it's you, Ms. Carmine, we're going to let that go. Carmine, we're going to let that go because you're a nice lady. Before we close the public hearing, I would like there to be a show of hands of all those who are in support of this application. And this is merely for us to know, you know, who was here because there are many people here, but not very many speakers, so we just want to know who was here. Hold them up and bear with our counselor here. He's a lawyer, not a mathematician.
21, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, 21. And how about in opposition?
Nine.
Okay, all right then. Listen, I want to thank all of you for being here. We're going to close the public hearing, but I'm going to ask you to do me one other favor. There are 30 of you that are all going to get up at the same time. And as soon as you get up, you're going to start talking, okay? Because it's a natural thing to do. But I'm going to ask you to resist that temptation I would like for you to if you're not going to stay, and you're welcome to stay the rest of the evening into the morning if we're that long tonight, but if you're going to leave, I would just ask that you would get up quietly and go outside, and then you can talk to your heart's content, okay? Thank you all for coming. We close the public hearing. You may wish to stay with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.